Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, December 10th. The town of South Bruce Peninsula's request for an appeal in the Sauble Beach boundary case has been denied. The decision upholds a Superior Court ruling last year that found Saugeen First Nation rightfully owns the beach to a point near 7th Street North. The town, a few families, the Ontario government, and the federal government all requested an appeal of the boundary claim decision for varying reasons. The Ontario Court of Appeal denied all requests yesterday, except for Canada's appeal to a determination that it alone is responsible for the pre-Confederation Crown's liability. The town of South Bruce Peninsula issued a statement expressing disappointment with the outcome while saying it respects the judicial process and will determine next steps in the coming days. Saugeen First Nation Chief Conrad Ritchie says the rights of the Saugeen people have been vindicated with the decision. He also acknowledged the importance of Sauble Beach as a tourist destination and says Saugeen looks forward to continuing to work with its neighbors to keep it a special place for everyone. Owen Sound turned up to support the second annual CFOS Salvation Army Community Food Drive. In all, more than $50,000 in food and monetary donations were collected during the drive last Friday. Volunteers from Bayshore Broadcasting's radio stations and the Salvation Army were at several Owen Sound grocery stores collecting donations for the food bank. The Guardian Angel campaign is back this year in support of the Owen Sound Hospital. Bright Shores Owen Sound Foundation CEO Amy McKinnon says the fundraiser is helping raise money for a new CT scanner.
This is one of our busiest times of the year, typically for accepting donations, and many people's donations come in through the mail. The Canada Post strike, of course, has made that impossible.
She says those who would like to support the campaign can call the foundation or visit its website. Northern Rouge Peninsula will be adopting a policy to allow medical cannabis cultivation facilities in the municipality in the new year. Yesterday, council approved moving ahead with a bylaw. On the national news, the two sides in the Canada Post strike met yesterday for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. The union submitted its revisions to a proposal management filed last week, but it doesn't sound like there's been much progress. Canada Post says it's extremely disappointed with the union's response. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says it's looking for 4 years of wage increases, along with more rights for temporary and on-call workers. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal government has survived a third non-confidence vote. The motion was put forward by the Conservatives, using language from NDP leader Jagmeet Singh to criticize the Liberals. Despite that, the New Democrats did not support the non-confidence motion. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are poised for a flat open this morning. Futures little changed in pre-market trading. After yesterday's sell-off, the Dow fell 240 points, closing at 44,401. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ down as well, more than a half percentage point, while the TSX fell 66 points to 25,625. Bitcoin trading a half point higher this morning at around 97,000 US. The price of oil is down slightly to just under 68 per barrel, while gold's up a half percentage point, 2,700 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 70.58 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Patrick Laine had a goal and an assist, then buried one in the shootout in Montreal's win over Anaheim. Lane Hutson extended his point streak to 7 games. That's the longest by a rookie D-man in Canadiens history. Detroit got its first win in 6 games, a shootout victory over Buffalo. Chicago beat the Rangers. That's Anders Sorensen's first as head coach. The Cowboys and Bengals were tied in the final 2 minutes. Cowboys got a partial block and a punt, then tried to pick up the loose ball. They couldn't secure it. Cincinnati recovered and went on to win. Both teams still have very slim playoff chances. Raptors lost to the Knicks. Scotty Barnes left this one with an ankle sprain. And the MLB winter meeting started yesterday. Nothing from the Blue Jays, but former Jay Jordan Romano signed a 1-year deal with Philadelphia. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack made a couple of moves yesterday, acquiring forward Mason Ray from the Niagara Ice Dogs for a draft pick. He's the son of Attack head coach Scott Ray, and Owen Sound also announced the addition of goaltender Trenton Bennett, with Carter George away at Canada's World Junior Selection Camp. That gets underway today in Ottawa. Tomorrow, the Attack have a midweek home game against the Guelph Storm. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page. Just go to BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. That's RE/MAX. Your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. Cloudy today with the odd sunny break and a high of 6. Tonight, chance of some showers, maybe flurries overnight, a low of 0. And tomorrow, cloudy with a few flurries, possibly squalls in parts of the region, a high of 2.